At the end of the year, KHNS is looking back at the stories that stood out in Haines and Clequan this year. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. As 2017 comes to a close, we're taking a look back at some of the top stories from Haines and Clequan this year. Haines politics were charged this year. In August, residents voted in a divisive recall election. Three assembly members survived the vote, retaining their seats in the local government. Nearly 60% of Haines voters rejected allegations of misconduct in office against Tom Morfitt, Tresham Gregg, and Heather Lendy.
It's nice to know that the community of Haines hasn't gone to the dark side, you know, in what are really openly troubled times. And it's nice to know that we still believe in democracy and the process and each other. I do think that we've sent a message that treating our elected officials the way we've been treated isn't tolerable.
The assembly saw two resignations, Margaret Friedenauer and Mike Case. Case left his seat after a long and emotional meeting in April.
So good night and good luck to Deborah and to all of you.
The assembly had just voted to hire Deborah Schnabel as the new borough manager. There was also turnover at the Haines School. The board decided to end Superintendent Tony Habra's contract after 1 year because it wasn't satisfied with his work performance. Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri read a statement to KHNS.
This was a multi-layered process with input opportunities from Mr. Habra, staff, students, and community members, as well as individual school board members. At that point, the school board consensus was that Mr. Habra's work performance did not sufficiently meet the depth or breadth of the district's need for strong leadership.
The Clequan School also has a new superintendent following the resignation of the Chatham School District leader. Haines lost its only blue shirt Alaska State Trooper, setting off an ongoing conversation about how to address police service outside the town site. AST's Colonel James Cockrell.
The Haines Police Department should patrol inside the Haines Borough.
The Kluani Chilkat International Bike Relay was canceled for the first time in its 25-year history. June snow and slush compromised the safety of the course, but one team of unicyclists completed the 150-mile race down the Haines Highway anyway. Ned Rosebicki pedaled with UniQuest Yukon.
Our humble request of the committee that runs this fine race is not that they send us all the prizes and ribbons, but rather just that they include a uni category in the future.
The Chilkat Indian Village of Clequan and conservation groups sued the United States Bureau of Land Management over permitting of a mine exploration project in the Chilkat Valley. Constantine Metal Resources is conducting mineral exploration known as the Palmer Project, about 35 miles north of Haines. The complaint says BLM failed to consider future impacts of mine development before approving an expanded exploration plan in 2016. Complainants worry about the effects a mine could have on salmon in the Chilkat watershed and the Bald Eagle Preserve. Kimberly Strong is the president of the Chilkat Indian Village.
We're really not trying to hurt the economy of our community, but really trying to be able to be good stewards of the land that's been entrusted to us and entrusted to the next generation.
The Chilkat Valley News got a new owner this year. Tom Morfitt sold the paper to Kyle Clayton.
Be a mirror for the community, I guess, is one of the goals of a newspaper. So whether it's a kid playing sports or on an Easter egg hunt or talking about conflict of interest with the manager or issues with police funding and all these things. I mean, everything is Haines, from the little kids running through the grass to some of the more controversial stuff. And I don't plan on shying away from doing the heavy-hitting stuff, but I have to reflect on everything, the positive too.
This summer, a private plane flying from Juneau to Haines went down on the beach near the Glacier Point airstrip. Two people, including the pilot, were killed in the crash. National Transportation Safety Board Alaska Chief Clint Johnson said an important detail was reviewed in an interview with the sole survivor.
Unfortunately, it does sound like the one engine, the right engine, was shut down. intentionally, and they were unable to restart it, which ultimately led to the accident.
A popular but untreated and unregulated drinking water source in Haines tested positive for E. coli this summer in a test conducted by KHNS. But some residents, like Crystal Norberg, are reluctant to stop drinking it.
I've drank it for 10 years. I've never gotten sick, nor have I ever known anyone to have gotten sick.
Historically low king salmon numbers prompted strict fishing restrictions in the Upper Lynn Canal. Restrictions impacted all fisheries, including subsistence. Jeremy Strong of Klukwan spoke with KHNS this summer.
So I really feel like I got lucky with getting the amount of, almost the amount of fish that I wanted to get. But being used to fish Monday through Sunday and then changing that to Wednesday through Saturday, it kind of puts it a little bit in a pinch.
The University of Alaska offered up 400 acres of timber on the Chilkat Peninsula amid a conversation at the local level about whether to limit resource extraction in Haines' Mud Bay neighborhood. UA Regional Resource Manager Patrick Kelly told the assembly the timing of the sale was motivated by this conversation.
Were it not for the borough pursuing, or the planning commission pursuing, this resource extraction ordinance, would you have brought this sale forward at this time?
Probably not.
The university received no bids on the sale, but said there is strong interest in its continuing negotiations. The Freeride World Tour announced it will not return to Haines next year, after bringing the Big Mountain Ski and Snowboard competition to the Chilkat Valley for three winters. Tom Winter is a spokesman with the competition.
The things that make Haines so challenging also are the things that make it so special and so wonderful.
The Haines Economic Development Corporation got its footing this year after the assembly gave the green light for $95,000 in borough funding. The first ever Chilkat Challenge Triathlon took place this summer. About 40 people competed in the 35-mile race. The Chilkoot Indian Association and Haines Public Library worked together this year and last to revitalize a Tlingit culture camp along the banks of the Chilkoot River. Ted Hart with the Chilkoot Indian Association was one of those who helped bring the camp back to life.
I just felt it was really important to get these kids together, working together, working towards putting up food, and respecting the land. And we're all creating future leaders right now.
In May, two major earthquakes centered between the U.S.-British Columbia border and the Yukon shook residents awake. Jim Stanford lives about 26 miles up the Haines Highway.
I just felt it was really important to get these kids together, working towards putting up food, and respecting the land. And we're all creating future leaders right now.
And finally, the Chilkat Valley Preschool found a new home in an addition to the senior center after a long search. Lead teacher and former preschool board president, Alyssa Henry.
It felt really surreal at first, you know, thinking back of all that we've been through trying to get a new building. And yeah, it's been hard to believe that here we are in this great new space and this great playground right there, but it just feels good. Ever since I started moving in here, it just feels good in this space.
In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. We'll look at the top stories from Skagway in tomorrow's newscast. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.